The Gemara of Chafav and Beis is discussing the Mishnah where we have the Chomer B'Kodesh, different Chomers that we have Legabe Kodesh more than Truma. And the Gemara ends up saying over here that Amar B'china Bar Papa, Eser Milo Shanu Kan. The Gemara says four lines on the top of the Amud that there are 10 different Milos in the Mishnah, 10 different cases of Milos in the Mishnah. The Chomesh Rishonis, the first five are Bein L'Kodesh, Bein L'Chulin, Shenasal Taras HaKodesh. The first five apply not only to Kodesh but also to Chulin that were Nasal Taras HaKodesh. But Achonis, the last five, L'kodesh, only apply to kodesh, avloi l'chulin shenasa l'taras kodesh, but do not apply to chulin shenasa l'taras kodesh. So we're more machmer on the first five milas than the last five milas. What's the reason? Zaktumar my time, what's the reason? Chamesh k'maisa, the first five, the islu derara, the tumma midaraisa, the first five that have a derara, the tumma midaraisa, they have a shaychas, the tumma midaraisa, gazer b'rabbanim ben l'kodesh, ben l'chulin shenasa l'taras kodesh, where gazer even for chulin shenasa l'taras kodesh. But basraisa, the last five, the leislu derara, the tumma midaraisa, they don't have any shaychas to a Tumah deraisa gozer rabbanon l'kodesh. We're only gozer for kodesh, but l'chulin shenasa taras kodesh gozer rabbanon. We're not gozer for chulin shenasa taras kodesh. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is being mechalik between the first five cases, the last five cases. The first five cases are more chamer because they have a derara the tumah deraisa. The last five are less chamer because they do not have a derara the tumah deraisa. Now this word derara over here is an interesting lashon we don't find so often. What is the meaning of this word derara? So derara, the tumah deraisa, seems to be from Rashi and the Rishonim that derara means like a shaychus, as a connection to tumah deraisa. As Rashi says, there's a chash tumah deraisa. It doesn't mean it is a tumah deraisa, but it's coming about because of a tumah deraisa. If it has some connection, some shaychus to tumah deraisa, we're gezer. And if it does not have any connection to tumah deraisa, like the last five, then we are not gezer. And that's the meaning of derara, the tumah, the way it's mavur from the Rishonim over here in the beer of the Gemara. Now, this has a lot to do with the famous sugya in the beginning of the Perek Shnayim Oichs, in the beginning of Maseches Bar Metzia, where we find this Lashon Dvarah in a different context, the Lashon of Dvarah the Mamana. So the Gemara over there is talking about the Shita of Simchas, the famous Shita of Simchas, the Mamun, Hamutal B'Safik Cholkem, and you have a Safik in Mamanus, you are Chaylik. And the Gemara over there says, the Gemara has different questions about this, when we do say this, when we don't say it. And the Gemara ends up saying like this, that when do you say the kiyomer simchas, when does simcha say mamun amutal b'safik cholkem, when you have a safik mamun, you're chaylik at heichadika derara de mamuna. That's only when you have a derara de mamuna, or heichadaleka derara de mamuna. If you don't have a derara de mamuna, then you don't say cholkem. So the Gemara differentiates between a case of mamunas where you have a derara de mamuna and when you don't have a derara de mamuna. What does derara de mamuna mean? So Rashi over there in Bar Metzia on Beis Min Beis, derara de mamuna chisaron mamun. It means a chisaron mamun when someone would be missing mamun, that's called derara de mamuna. So the word derara, lefi Rashi, means a chisar mamun, lacking mamun. It's a lashon of chisaron. Now the Rishonim over there, Archelik and Rashi, the Ritva Mashal brought down the Shita, he says that we don't find anywhere in Shas that the word derara means chisaron. He says, the lashon derara einu nimsa b'shum makoyim b'talmud me'inyun chisaron. It's Kash and Rashi, we don't find anywhere that derara means chisaron. Ela me'inyun shaychas v'zika. What does derara mean? It means a shaychas v'zika. It means a connection. And he brings out Gemara, and I'm in Maseches Chagiga, that over here we have a derara de tumah deraisa. So he's proving from our Gemara, you see clearly from our Gemara, that the word derara does not mean a chisaron. If it meant chisaron, it wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't fit into the Gemara over here. The word derara means a connection, a derara de tumah, a connection to tumah. That's what the word derara means. And this is a kash on Rashi, who says that the word derara means chisaron, means to be chaser. That luchari lefidat havana, the way Rashi explains it by Metziah can make sense, but it doesn't fit in with the word derara and argama over here. So argama is a raya that derara does not mean chisaron, like Rashi says, rather it means a connection, a shaychus, an inyan of mammon. That's all derara means. So this is a raya keneged Rashi according to the Ritva. And I thought that perhaps he can bring another raya keneged Rashi, a raya to the Ritva, minyani diyayma from Megillas Esther. If you look in the Megillah and Perek Dalad, Pasuk Vav. So it says over there that so Hasach went to Mordechai, and then it says in Pasuk Zayin, "V'yagid l'Mordechai es kol asher karou." Mordechai told Hasach everything that happened to him, based parashas hakesef and the whole story of the money asher Amar Haman lishkol al ginzei hamelech by Yehudim la'abdam. And he told him the whole story with the money that Haman wanted to give the money to Achashverosh to kill the Yidden. So he told him the whole ma'isa. So the pasuk refers to this story of the money that Haman wanted to give as parashas hakesef, the inyan of the money, the story of the money. If you look in the Targum over there, the Targum is Metargum. What does Parashas HaKesef mean? He says, the Yas Derara de Mammon, the Derara of the Mammon. So he's Metargum, Avlogachel and Dati, Yas Derara de Mammon, Kesef, Esa Alfen, Kikin, De Amar, Haman, Lemiskal, Yedin, De Gabayin, So he's metagim parashas hakesef is drar the mamana. So you see clearly from the targum, but what does the word derara mean? Derara means a parsha, an inyan, a shaychas, a connection. That's what it means. That would be a raya lechara to shitas haritva, like it's mashiv maragamara. The derara just means the inyan of the connection to money. But lefi Rashi, the derara means chesar, and it's very hard to hear how parashas hakesef you could be metagim as drar the mamana. That has nothing to do with Chisaron. So the targum over there, the way the targum is metagim parashas hakesef is drar d'mamon, would lachar be a siyua to shitas haritva. Keneged Rashi, the drara means an inyan mamon, like it's very much mashman arsigya. The drara means drara, drara the tuma just means an inyan, a shaychas to the tuma, but not a lashon chisaron, like it's mavur in Rashi in Bab Mensia.